The Iowa Composers Forum is gearing up for their fall concert series. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and today the Iowa Art Showcase speaks with composer, theory, and composition professor at Western Illinois University and Iowa Composers Forum member, Dr. James Romig. And James, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, James, the Iowa Composers Forum every year hosts a fall concert series featuring new music written by Iowa Composer Forum members. So outline for us the composer's music that will be presented on this fall festival.
The fall festival this year, as I understand it, is going to take place over the course of 3 concerts. And there's a rotating collection of composers and pieces that will be part of these concerts. The piece of mine that's being performed will be performed at the beginning and at the end of each of these 3 concerts, with other pieces in the middle by the other Iowa composers.
The other composers that will have their music performed on this concert include Sean Crouch, who is a composer and conductor. He also serves as the assistant professor of practice and composition and theory at the University of Miami. Elaine Erickson, who studied composition at University of Iowa and Peabody, and she is a poet and travels around Iowa giving Iowa school workshops. Ben Hippen is a composer from Decorah, Iowa. Denise Knack is a composer and former public school music teacher, and she is known for composing elementary chorus and band music, more music for youth. And Robert Martin is a composer who really likes to project images and metaphors into his music. He's a professor emeritus from the Truman State University. Jerry Owen is a professor emeritus from Coe College. He's been nominated for 2 Pulitzer Prizes, and he was the former chair of the Iowa Composers Forum. Ray Songalo is a composer, pianist, and teacher. He currently teaches and is on the faculty of the Des Moines Symphony Academy in Des Moines. David Veo is a professor of composition and theory at Illinois Wesleyan University, and he's into different types of instruments, unusual instruments, and synthesizers, electronic enhancement, amplification, all sorts of cool things. Randy Wells left his university science program and started composing about 6 years ago, and he likes to go back to the Romantic era sound. Jonathan Wilson is an adjunct faculty member at St. Ambrose University, and he's won several composition awards. And Alex Wood teaches French and music theory at Grinnell College. So all of those composers, at least a dozen of them, and you're part of the mix, James. So tell us about the work that you will be presenting at the beginning and the end of each one of these performances.
My piece is titled Still. And the title comes because it's inspired by the paintings of American abstract expressionist painter Clifford Still. The full work for solo piano lasts for 54 minutes, but it's divided into 7 different sections. And at each of these 3 concerts, we're going to be hearing the first section, which lasts about 9 minutes, followed by music by other Iowa Composers Forum members, followed by, at the end, the last 2 sections of my piece. So it'll be bookending all these other exciting pieces.
So what is your composition written for? What instrumentation?
It is for solo piano. As I said, it's inspired by Clifford Still, who's an interesting figure because Clifford Still always wanted shows to show multiple paintings of his or all paintings of his with no other artists there. So his idea was that if you looked at a lot of different paintings of his, you would get a feel for a larger whole. So inspired by this work, I've written this extra long piano piece, which is really quite unusual to do. It has 43 segments that are each 75 seconds long. And though they don't correspond to specific paintings by Still, it's the idea of looking at multiple objects designed by the same person with things in common.
So are you going to have a stopwatch there? And if your pianist doesn't do it in 75 seconds, they're going to be in big trouble?
No, not at all. And in fact, the 75-second segments of music flow into one another seamlessly. So I'll know when the boundaries are, but the audience will not. So the pause after about 9 minutes after 7 sections will be the only indication that something has stopped.
tell us a little bit about your piece. What style is it?
Since it's inspired by abstract expressionist painting, it could be described as abstract expressionist music. It uses a very limited palette of pitches. Each of these 75-second sections has either three pitches, four, five, or six. And in fact, the three-pitch sections have half as much musical information as the six-pitch section. So the ones with six pitches are twice as dense and seem to have a lot more happening in them. They seem to be faster because of all the extra stuff going on.
What pianist will be performing your work?
The pianist performing my work will be Ashley Mack. Ashley is a new music specialist who teaches at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois. And I wrote the piece for Ashley and four other pianists around the country. Ashley has performed it 15 or 20 times now, usually the full hour length, and has released a recording on New World Records.
In addition to Ashley, there'll be six other performers. Tell us who will be performing.
The Iowa Composers Forum is always really good about getting performers who are very interested in this new music of ours that we're so proud of and giving sensitive performances that the audiences can really enjoy.
Assistant professor of music and saxophone at Truman State University, Xin Gao on clarinet is going to be performing, along with Craig Holtgren, a cellist from Decorah, Iowa, Ben Hippen, along with Brooke Joyce and Miko Komonami will be joining Ashley performing on piano. And Ben is from Decorah, Brooke Joyce is from Decorah, and Miko Komonami is from Decorah. And Brooke and Miko are both on the Luther College faculty. And then also there's going to be a mezzo-soprano who's also a composer and a vocal teacher. She's from Portland, Oregon, and Lisa Neher. So those will be the seven musicians that will be taking the stage performing all of this new music. So tell us about where these three chances are to hear the Iowa Composer Forum Fall Concert Series.
There are three interesting locations around Iowa. On October 4th, which is a Thursday, it'll be at Porter House in Decorah.
And that concert starts at 7:30. And for tickets, you can go to Porter House Museum, that's all one word, at gmail.com.
On Saturday, October 6th, the concert will be held at Cedar Rock.
And that's a special house designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, a Usonian home. It's in Quasqueton. And that's going to start at 5 p.m. And tickets are available through Brooke Joyce at brooke.joyce@luther.edu. And it starts at 5 p.m.
On Sunday, October 7th, the concert will be held at the Montauk Historic Site.
And that concert starts at 3 p.m., and that's in Claremont, and no tickets are required for that performance. So, James, how do you get more details about the Iowa Composers Forum and all these concerts?
The Iowa Composers Forum has a website. Things are listed on Facebook and, of course, through you.
Go to the iowacomposers.org website, and we'll also have more from James on our website at iowapublicradio.org. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd like to say again how wonderful a resource the Iowa Composers Forum is, not just for composers, but also for the arts community in Iowa and beyond. This is a really good opportunity to hear a wide variety of contemporary music, and there's no prejudice toward any one style or method of composition. The unifying feature of an Iowa Composers Forum concert is a sense of adventure, a willingness to consider new ideas, and a celebration of well-composed music. I'm really looking forward to hearing these myself.
And to have your work performed as part of the concert lineup should be really cool.
It's a nice honor, yeah.
Thanks for today's interview goes to Iowa Public Radio's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And also thanks today goes to composer, theory and composition professor at Western Illinois University and Iowa Composers Forum member, Dr. James Romig. And thanks for joining us today, Dr. Romig.
Thanks for having me.